afternoon, Seattle. You're listening to the High Tech Radio Network. Welcome. It's Tech Talk with Craig. I'm Craig Walker, your host, and man, I've got an entourage with me today. I've got people all over the country on with us. Fall is in the air. I did see a beautiful sunset right out the studio window today. It looks like the rain might be gone for a little bit, and man, it looked nice out there tonight. It's a little chilly, but it's all good, man. We live in Seattle for a reason. We love this weather. If it wasn't here, it'd be San Diego for me, though. I got to tell you, I like that 75 every day stuff. There are so much stuff going on right now that it's unbelievable. Did you know that the European Parliament is planning on breaking up Google? I just read that on a newswire.
I haven't really.
Yeah, yep. They want to break up Google, and the breakup plan is emerging from Brussels as we speak. And that's going to make some interesting conversation a little bit later on. Lots of great stuff going on with shopping. The UK shoppers are set to spend 17.4 billion pounds this year, up 20%, and that's online. So online shopping is absolutely soaring right now. It's unbelievable what's going on over there. We're going to talk about stupid news a little bit later. I've got a guy out there that's writing for the Wires that says automation is making us stupid and that computers are making us stupid. And what they don't realize is that it's making us smart. And the reason I can say that and bring that up is because of what's going on in what technology? 3D printing. And what that's going to do, it's going to sharpen some minds. And we've got some programs out there that are really, really going to entice some of our youth out there to go into technology and find the things that are going on that didn't exist literally 2 years ago or 3 years ago or five. You know, 3D printing isn't a brand new technology. They've been 3D printing agricultural domes in Bremerton for the last 15 years. Okay. But with the leaps and bounds that have taken place in the last year, 2 years, it's unbelievable. Anyway, we're going to get into that in just a few minutes, and I've got some other crazy news stories to talk about towards the end of the hour. But right now, I want to introduce everybody that's here on the board in the 5 o'clock drive time slot. We've got Taylor. Hey, Taylor.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, man. Good. Good to see you here. And officially now in the studio, our former communications director, Jack Crawford's in the studio. Jack, how you doing today?
We're doing good. Kind of missed that little hole in the wall over there.
Oh, that's okay.
I tell you what,
I've got Kelvin back there. And Kelvin, you look like you got a big old smile on your face. Everything good back there in the aux?
Yep. How's it going?
Good, good, good. I have a return guest this week, Mike Tatonghi. I'm going to make you a regular on the show, too. It's really an honor to have you. Mike came up with a filament that is highly conductive. And in my hand, if you looked at any of my social media or any of the 3D printer Facebook page, a lot of other outlets out there, you'll see me holding the world's first fully 3D printed flashlight. Can you believe it? It's unbelievable. On the phone with us today. Oh, by the way, guess who else is here today? My man, Sol. Sol Amin.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sol is my 3D printer guru. He's a certified Leapfrog technician, and he's a good guy, man. We were working on a printer today. I had to have him come to the studio. Alan, gadget guy, as always. Alan's on the phone from Boston. How you doing, Alan? What's the weather like out there?
There's two reasons why I'm here in Boston. One, there's no room left in the studio.
That's true.
And the other is I'm here for that lovely 75-degree weather.
Well, hey, if it's 75, you're doing good.
I'm waiting till June.
On the air with us today, we also have a very special guest. You know, I have to tell you that I see all of these different built-in pieces of software that are built in, the interfaces that come with the 3D printers that I sell and that I have and that I do prototype printing on, and there's none better than Simplify 3D. Simplify 3D is the quintessential interface for any 3D printer out there. And if there are any 3D printers that have been left out, Clayton will get them in. I have on the phone with us today from Ohio. I hope you're not getting any lake effect over there, Clayton. Clayton Webster. How you doing?
Hey, Craig. Happy to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. That's everybody, man. We have an entourage with us today. It's going to be a great show. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to talk about additive manufacturing. We're going to talk to Clayton Webster, the developer of Simplify 3D software. By the way, I have to put a plug out there for my man, Brandon Davis, the CEO of Leapfrog 3D Printers, America's Division. Brandon was going to be on the show with us tonight. When I talked to him today with his strep throat and runny nose, I said, I'm sorry, man. He bowed out himself. But I have to tell you, Clayton, he is your biggest fan. I want you to know that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Clayton Webster. You're listening to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig right here on AM 1150 KKNW. We'll be right back.
Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com. That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig.
Everyone has that horror story of a problem that occurred right after their warranty expired. Bring your vehicle to us for a complete inspection before your warranty expires. We'll help you to find a potential issue before it becomes a bigger expense down the road.
Nate Bean of Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair. Nate, why such a generous offer?
It's not just about fixing cars. It's about solving problems and building relationships. That's Integrity.
Just a block off I-90 in Issaquah. Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the show. It's the High Tech Radio Network. You're listening to Tech Talk with Craig right here on AM 1150 KKNW. Hey, before we get into our conversation with Clayton, I want to tell you a little bit about 3D Hubs. We've got a couple of different members of 3D Hubs here. We've got a couple of makers, and we've got a couple of Hubs owners here. I am one of them, and I'll tell you what, I felt like I was doing a drug deal in the parking lot. Soul saw what happened. I had some prototypes that I just printed up for a client, and he said, oh, man, I got to have this stuff tomorrow. Is there any way? Can I meet you? I'll meet you in Factoria at the radio station. I said, sure. So I bagged up his stuff, and we met in the parking lot in 35, 40-degree weather outside, and I handed him over, and he looked at him. He goes, oh, my God, those are so cool. So it was pretty neat. Wasn't that cool, Sol?
Definitely was cool.
So we are actually doing a 3D printer prototype handoff out in the parking lot. Well, what made that happen, it's called 3D Hubs. Go to 3dhubs.com, check it out. You can go to 3dhubs.com/Seattle if you're in the Seattle market and find out who the mayor is, and that would be yours truly. I'm so honored that they were able to allow me to print a key to the city, which is, I didn't print.
Really?
No. But I'm going to. Yeah. But
would that be hexadecimal or?
It'll definitely be pickable. Because, I'm going to print a key to the city to 3D Hub Seattle. But 3D Hubs is really cool. And the reason it's cool is because it can make anybody out there go into the 3D printer business. Now, I am going to put a plug out there for my website, which is coho3d.com. You can go to coho3d.com, COHO like the fish, 3D.com, and you can buy a 3D printer. Okay? You can buy filament. You can buy all the things to get you started. You can get a Leapfrog starter set or go get an air. Well, whatever you want to get, you can get on my website when it comes to 3D printing. But what are you going to do with it? Are you going to quit print toy? Get yourself registered on 3D Hubs, and believe me, it'll be a business. Anyway, we'll talk about that a little later. Clayton Webster, one of my heroes as well. How you doing? What's going on over there?
Hey, I'm doing good.
That's good to hear. You know, let's get right into it. Tell us a little bit about the background of your company. How did this whole thing get started with you and Simplify 3D?
Sure. So I've been involved in this, desktop 3D printing market for
you know, about 6 or 7 years now. And actually, you know, almost back to kind of the beginning of kind of this whole movement to bring 3D printers down to a level where a general consumer could own them. And, you know, back then, there was really no pre-assembled printers. There really wasn't even any kits that you could buy. So everyone was kind of just working on their own, trying to create these, you know, crazy contraptions on their own. And because of that, you know, it was actually a really great experience. I got to be involved in a lot of different aspects of kind of creating a 3D printer and bringing one of these things to life. So, you know, as a lot of people even today started out, I actually kind of got into this by building my own 3D printer. And, actually, there was three of them. But you know, as most people do, you get one model and then you want to upgrade, right? And then a few months from then, you want a newer model. So you know, I kind of went through a couple different versions of the hardware and then got into kind of the electronics side of things. You really couldn't buy control boards like you can now that were specific to 3D printing. So, you know, you actually had to kind of go out and make these things on your own. So I actually designed a couple PCB boards and open sourced a couple of control board designs for these 3D printers. And so then I had hardware, I had electronics, and so kind of got to the next piece of the puzzle, which was the firmware. And for people who aren't familiar, the firmware is kind of the logic that runs on the electronics that sit inside your 3D printer. And I actually spent about 2 years writing firmware to help run these 3D printers because at the time there really wasn't any firmware that could do the things that we needed to really have a powerful machine. So that was a really great experience, and I actually ended up open sourcing that work as well, and that eventually has gotten forked now, and I think that became Sprinter and then actually now Marlin, which is one of the most popular firmwares out there even today. So that was a really great journey, and you can probably guess where this is going, because at that point,
I know right where you're going.
Right. At that point, we had hardware, we had electronics, we had firmware, and there was one big piece of the puzzle left, software. And that was the software.
Well, you know, with our conversations that we've had, Clayton, I told you that the most important part of a 3D printer, there are two very, very important parts. One is the material. And two is the software. You can have a 3D printer. You can have the $150,000 3D printer that pumps out steel, but you can't do anything with it if you don't have the proper software and you don't have the proper materials. And we have on the air with us today one of the innovators of one of the best filaments I've ever seen. And we also have, you're welcome. That's Mike Tatonghi, and of course you, Clayton, the person that came up with a piece of software that makes it so that you can print how you want to print, and it's unbelievable. So tell us what the software does, Clayton.
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, you know, I don't want to take too much credit. We've got a great team that's working here. We've got quite a few developers and quite a few engineers that are working with the machine. So, you know, it's been a team effort. And in reality, most of the people that are here were all 3D printing enthusiasts before they got started here. So it's been really neat to just have all these different views and kind of everyone's input on what's going to create the best piece of 3D printing software out there. So it's been a team effort from the beginning, and I think that's a big reason why the software has kind of ended up how it is. But, yeah, to talk a little bit more about what it does, you know, actually there's quite a few steps that have to happen after you have a 3D model that you want to print. And many times the very first step is to actually analyze that 3D model and kind of repair any issues that there might be with that model. So, for example, many times there's features that you simply can't print with the fixed nozzle size that you have on these different 3D printers. Many times there's also just errors with the mesh. So, you know, that's very common that that's the first step, is to kind of prepare this digital model to be 3D printed.
Well, I've learned a lot about non-manifold files and overlapping meshes and things like that, becoming a 3D hub. And you know, to my listeners, let me just tell you, it sounds confusing, but once you look at the piece of software and you find out what, you figure out what those errors are, those meshing problems and things like that. Things like a program like Simplify 3D just, hey, it makes it simple. It really does. It's pretty cool.
So the second thing that you have to do many times is once you have these models that are ready to go, you frequently have to kind of arrange them, and people call this plating pretty often. So, you might bring in three different bolts. Maybe you bring in one housing. You might put five different parts on the bed of your 3D printer that you want to print at once. So you're kind of setting up what is this final build going to look like. So that's usually the second step. After that, we have one of the more challenging pieces of this entire kind of tool chain here, and that's actually taking these models and converting them into the instructions that will be fed to the 3D printer. So most of the 3D printers these days really just follow instructions. So there's not so much intelligence on board the printers. Usually that intelligence is coming from the software that's feeding the printer the instructions. So you're literally telling the printer, move left by 10 millimeters at this speed and this temperature. So, Craig, to your point, I mean, that's a big reason why the software is so important, because it's literally determining everything that's going to happen on the printer itself.
One of the things that I really like about the software is the ability to create separate processes. So let's say I need a part that has a very stable base. I can actually set up a process to with a certain flow rate and a certain speed and a certain temp. And then I can set up a second process, say, for the first 2 or 3 millimeters, and then I can add a second process to start at the 4th or 5th millimeter, and then another process after that for different parts, so I can add different processes. And I just love that about the software. What are your comments on that? Because you can't do that with anything else.
Oh, yeah, we hear about that all the time. And I think, for people that are familiar with the CNC CAM world, it's pretty common that when you want to subtractively machine a part that you might use a couple different manufacturing processes to do that. So you might have a roughing pass, you might have a finishing pass, you might have a hole drilling section. So that's where kind of a lot of the inspiration for that feature came from is, well, when I want to 3D print a part, can we think about it the same way? Can we say that, you know what, I want to have different settings for maybe these three different regions of this model. So if you think about it that way, like you said, we've kind of added the feature into the software where you can set that up and you can say, create this model using these three different processes. And oh boy, I mean, we actually let our users change any setting they want for any process that they want to add. So you're not limited to changing only one setting, for example, using a different infill percentage for, one region of the model versus another. You can actually change any setting you want. So that's a really, really powerful feature. We actually have someone who we took this part with us to Maker Faire New York, actually, this past year to demo, and it was actually a hammer where we constructed the hammer using a couple different processes. And what it allowed us to do is we made the head of the hammer very dense so that it was heavy and strong, but then we made the shaft and the handle of the hammer much more lightweight and with a lot lower infill percentage. And so when you held the hammer, it was actually weighted the right way. You actually had weight up by the head where you want it. You had strength in all the right places. And it was just a really good example, a really good practical example of how powerful that can be to almost create a model now that has variable settings inside it. That's a really powerful feature.
Really nice example.
Yep.
I can imagine a lot of things that you might want to balance that way.
It's unbelievable. It's what you can do. The software is just so powerful compared to everything else that's available out there. There were a couple of questions I was going to ask you, but it's obvious what makes your software so unique. Well, there's no other software out there like that. But if you can elaborate on that a little bit, Clayton, that would be phenomenal.
Yeah, sure. So, I think a lot of times when we go to shows and trade shows and maker fairs and things like that, we kind of Anytime we meet someone who's already been using the software, we just love to ask them what's their favorite feature, because it seems like we get a different answer every time. it's a long list of things that are in there, but the features kind of mean different things to different people depending on what level they're at. So, you know, if we just talk about maybe more of a beginning user, we have a lot of people that just absolutely love the animated previewer that we've built into the software. So after you actually create those instructions for 3D printing that you're going to send to the printer, we actually have a whole section where you can actually animate that build movement by movement, and you can actually watch the extruder move around and print your part line by line. I mean, it is incredible to watch this animation to be able to see exactly how the part's going to get printed.
Okay, I'm going to give you an example of exactly what he's talking about and how it benefited me, or how it benefits me at Coho 3D or Coho Computer in Issaquah. As my listeners know, I have a 3D printer store, the first 3D printer store in the Pacific Northwest. There aren't any others. And people can actually come in and take a look and watch 3D modeling done and 3D prints being created and actual prototypes being manufactured in the showroom. And people come in and their jaw drops open and their eyes don't just stay on the extruders putting out layers of PLA or ABS on the glass. They're actually watching the software. They're watching at the same time on my big screen that printer printing that item, and they can actually see, and they get in their head, oh, I see what it's doing. Now I know why you call it printing. A lot of people ask me that question. Why do you call it printing?
I've had that question a lot, yeah.
Well, you know what? What do you think your HP inkjet printer does? It extrudes ink. It extrudes one layer of ink and in different colors, but it actually extrudes the same. It's the same type of technology, kind of. But it creates those layers. Well, with that animation preview, it just makes it so much more fun to look at. And I know that's not great for productivity, but I love it because it's great for showing off what I can do on those 3D printers. Tell me how many different 3D printers, what 3D printers do you support?
Well, it's a pretty long list. We usually say that it's probably about 90% of the desktop 3D printers that are out there. So, I mean, it's a extremely wide range of printers. And, you know, right now, the 3D printing industry is kind of fragmented, actually. You have a lot of different 3D printing manufacturers that are all kind of trying to do their own thing. They're trying to develop, you know, their own hardware to be very different than everyone else. You have some of them that are trying to do their own software to be different. So you have a lot of these companies that are kind of moving further and further out on their own. So it's actually been really neat because for 2 years, our mission has been almost the exact opposite. Our mission has been, how can we take this entire industry and make a single software package that will work on all of the different 3D printers out there? And that's just been a really neat mission to be a part of. Number one, it's allowed us to work with a lot of the different hardware companies out there. So, for example, Leapfrog is a great example of a company that we've been able to work with for about a year now, and working with them to make sure that we have the perfect settings for their machine and that the software is perfectly integrated for their printers, it just creates a really good user experience. And so when you can do that with so many different 3D printers that are out there, it's really powerful. We actually visited a couple colleges here just in the past month. And one of the ones we went to that was nearby us here in Ohio, they actually had four different types of 3D printers in their lab, and it was a pretty large lab. But all four of those different 3D printers actually required a different piece of software, because these were actually examples of some of those companies that the hardware company has kind of created their own software that they want you to use. So you can imagine for the students that had to use these printers, depending on what printer was available, they actually had to go pick up a completely different software package and learn a new software package to be able to use that printer. So that's been really neat for us to be able to take a package that will work with all of those machines. It's been really good for education environments where you can teach a student one package and they can use it with all the printers that are there. And then when they buy a printer on their own, you know, that's going to be compatible as well.
Well,
so that's been a constant mission for us.
I have to tell you that you scared me, and I'm going to tell you how you scared me. You scared me the day that I installed the program Simplify 3D on one of my machines, the machine that operates my 3D printers. And when I clicked on the drop-down list of what printer are you using, which is one of the first things you do in setup, and when we come back from the break, we'll talk about how easy it is to set up Simplify 3D. When I saw that long list of printers that I could choose from to configure with my Simplify 3D software, you scared me because I realized that this is not going to be a very inexpensive store to open up. I'm going to have to carry some more labels, but yes, there is a long list of printers when you go to configure it. What printer do you select? Hey, we're going to take a short break. I got to pay some bills. When we come back, we are going to continue our conversation with Clayton Webster. We're going to get Mike Totonghi on with us. We're going to talk about some of his filaments and some of the questions that he might have for you, Clayton, as far as printing some of those highly conductive filaments that are out there right now. We're going to touch base with Alan on what's going on in Beantown, but for right now, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig right here on AM 1150 KKNW. We'll be right back.
Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com. That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig.
Integrity in business means doing what we say we are going to do and exceeding the expectations of our customers.
Nate Bean of Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
When you come to us with a problem with your vehicle, we believe that a repair that we perform will be good enough to last a lifetime. And if for some reason it doesn't, bring it back in and we'll repair it at no cost to you. Our lifetime warranty gives you the peace of mind that once we've done a repair on your vehicle, we will stand behind it for as long as you own that car.
Integrity Automotive, standing behind their work and name with a lifetime maintenance warranty, a testimony to their customer-focused service.
I want you to feel that you have found a service center that you can trust, a service center that will care for you and not just your vehicle.
Hundreds trust the livelihood of their vehicles to Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair, just a block from I-90 in Issaquah and well worth the drive.
It's more than a name, it's how we do business. Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig. I'm Craig Walker, your host, and I have a slew of high tech people in the room with me. I've got a couple across the country. I've got one in mid-America, Clayton Webster, the developer of Simplify 3D. He's on the line with us. We got Alan, gadget guy, sitting out there in Boston. Mike Totonghi sitting here in the studio next to my man Sol, the 3D printer techno guy extraordinaire. There's nobody better in fixing 3D printers. And I was doing some testing of some filament, and I learned that you can push the limits of a 3D printer when you're testing experimental filaments, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But in the meantime, let's finish this up, this conversation with Clayton. And then, Clayton, I want you to stay on the air with us because we're going to talk to Mike about some filaments, and that's kind of right up your alley. Hey,
yeah.
You know, I was going to ask you how easy it is to, you know, how much effort there is to actually set up the software when you get it. And I can tell you, I'm going to let you elaborate on this, Clayton, but I can tell you it's like installing a Microsoft Word. It's very simple.
Well, my last experience with installing Word didn't go well, and I had to get a piece of Microsoft software to take out the bad install and then reinstall it again. So maybe that's not the exact thing you want to put in here.
Well, I'll tell you what, Simplify 3D couldn't have been easier. Tell us a little bit about the installation process, Clayton.
Sure. So, like I mentioned before, one of the big things we do is we're working with hardware manufacturers all over the world, actually, trying to make sure that we've got the software perfectly integrated with their machines, and we help figure out all of the ideal settings so that when a new customer opens the box of their printer and starts using the software for the first time, they're going to be getting some of the best quality prints that we can do right out of the box. So when you actually install the software for the first time, Craig, like you mentioned, there's going to be, we call it the configuration assistant, the first screen that pops up that says, what 3D printer do you have? And it's an incredibly long list. It's ever-growing. Every update we do, we seem to add, you know, five more different printers into that list. But you simply pick, you know, if you have a Leapfrog Creator dual extruder model, you pick that model, and that's it. You click Finish. We've already configured all the settings in the software to work perfectly with that machine. We've set up all of the settings to be able to slice correctly. We've set up all of the settings so that when you plug in that printer over USB, it'll actually automatically detect that you've plugged in your Leapfrog printer or whatever other printer you selected. And it basically makes that entire process just seamless to the user. So that's a big, you know, important thing for us, is to make sure that setup process is really easy, because you've got enough things to worry about when you get into 3D printing for the first time, right? There's enough other things that we don't want the software to be another hurdle that you have to deal with. So,
well, your program has made the learning curve for this 3D hub owner a breeze. It really is. I've had to learn a lot, but I don't have to be a high tech guy to know how to use it, because it's the name of your software is Simplify 3D. It just makes it easy. It's all self-explanatory. It does the things that you need it to do. And there are certain adjustments that you have to make with certain filaments. You know, that Leapfrog Creator dual extruder, we can print with 20 different types of plastic and nylon and rubber. And there's so many different things that we can print with. They all print at different temperatures. And if you want to print with a water-soluble support material or something like that that needs a different temperature, if you happen to have a soon-to-be-released, highly conductive filament to create a circuit board and you've got a PLA frame around it, you know you're going to have two different settings that you're going to need. And, I mean, that's just with anything. I don't want to say that it's hard to print with this filament, because it's very easy. The filament, it's filament. It goes in and extrudes, and it's beautiful. But to create that ease, it's just a bonus. It's unbelievable. Where do we get Simplify 3D? I know I've sold a copy or two.
Just by
selling Leapfrog printers, some of the models that I sell, it's packaged in. But tell us where to get Simplify 3D.
Sure. So there's really three different ways to get it. The first is just from our website directly. The second is really through the different hardware manufacturers. So we actually have a lot of partners around the world that include the software with their 3D printers just right out of the box. And, you know, like Leapfrog's a great example of that. And we love seeing that, because that's a company that really cares about the whole user experience. They're not just focused solely on the hardware. They understand that the software is also a big piece of that user experience. So a lot of the Leapfrog printers that you buy actually already come with a professional software package right out of the box. So that's really the second way to get a hold of the software, is if you happen to purchase one of those printers from a manufacturer that includes the software. And then the third way is actually through our ever-growing reseller network.
Really?
And these resellers are really, they're all people for the most part that came to us and said, we use the software, we love it, and we want to find a way to offer it to our customers or to, you know, our part of the world. So that's been just really exciting to see, you know, actually even just how many countries we're in now with different companies that are selling the software in that country. And, you know, I guess from the sound of it, it sounds like we're actually going to be adding one more to that list here. So, Craig, I don't know if you're okay with me talking about that announcement here, but
I think that would be just fine.
All right. So yeah, I guess we're you guys have been using the software there at Coho 3D as well. And, you know, obviously from talking about it on the show here, you guys are really enjoying using it. And so I guess we're happy to announce that Coho 3D is going to be joining our list of reseller partners. So you'll actually be able to buy the software directly from Coho 3D as well. Well, so there's a lot of different ways to get your hands on it.
Well, that official announcement comes with a warm heart. I really appreciate it, Clayton. So Coho3D.com. Take a look. I'll probably be able to add that to the site sometime early this coming week, and you'll be able to purchase the software right there at coho3d.com.
Now, does that come packaged with the starter package that you got?
Yeah, sure, it does. Actually, if you buy
could have had another sale there.
if you buy the starter package, you don't have to buy the Simplify 3D, because with that Leapfrog Creator dual and single extruder starter package, both of those printers that you can purchase on coho3d.com are already bundled with Simplify 3D, and that's what we were taught. It's a great thing. We have Mike Tatongi in the studio with us today. Mike, what's going on over there?
Hi, glad to be here, and thanks for having me back. You know, I've got a couple questions for Clayton, and you know, one of the things. So I focus on least common denominator because I want to make sure that with the material that we're going to be making available to people really soon here through the Kickstarter, I want to make sure that people can use it and get good results, make something that works, regardless of the kind of printer that they've got. And I really like to hear, Clayton, that you're supporting so many printers. And I have to admit that with my focus on that, I haven't been a big user of Simplify 3D, and I think that's going to have to change, because I was talking to Brandon, CEO of Leapfrog, and he was telling me a number of things that, you know, I've been working around by making designs that I'm going to share with people that make it so that if you want to have a really conductive trace, you don't have to worry about the fact that you're doing, you know, printing 80% air on your insulating PLA. When you get to your conductive material, you can print 100% and get that full conductivity. And I've worked around that in kind of the way that I do designs, which I'll share, but I think it would be really nice to just be able to, you know, when you're actually getting ready to print your model, say, it's this material, and as I understand it, your software just figures out a profile, knows what to do with that, and can always print, for example, the conductive in 100%, and so you kind of don't have to think about it again. Is that true?
Yeah, and you can actually do a lot more than just that. So like you mentioned, if you were going to print in two materials like PLA and this conductive filament, you could use completely different infill percentages for those two. But you can go a lot further than that. You could actually even use different layer heights. So, for example, if you needed to use maybe a larger nozzle diameter for the conductive filament to allow it to flow out a little bit cleaner, you could do different layer heights, different extrusion widths. I mean, you can really get in there and change anything you want. And, you know, that's we hate seeing people that buy a really nice 3D printer and then get limited by the software. We love to use this term that it's kind of like having a Ferrari, but it's stuck on cruise control.
Makes
sense.
Because
you really just can't use the full capabilities of your printer if you're limited by the software. So, you know, that's probably a theme you'll see with Simplify 3D is we've really tried to remove that barrier. So there's a lot of options available to you.
Yeah, so I know I've just recently printing a coax to try and test, you know, radio frequency characteristics. And I'll mention on Craig's show, I actually have not released on the Kickstarter yet the numbers, because we've been working on them and we're not done with our testing. but just in some simple tests with unprotected traces that were not really set up, you know, we're getting up at up to 600 megahertz, just completely clean signals. So we think this would be good for radio frequency. And, you know, as I was printing this coax just recently that I've actually got in my hand right now, I was thinking about how nice it would be to not have to worry about. There are a lot of things in the design of how I set these things up that you'd be, well, you might not be surprised, but a lot of people would be surprised that I have to do. And just the things you're describing, I'm going to love to use it. I'll still develop those, you know, easier solutions and workarounds for people who don't have it quite yet, but it'll be nice when most people do.
I can tell you that with what I see in Simplify 3D and the other things that I see out there on the market today, it would be silly for those out there with 3D printers not to be using Simplify 3D. And I don't usually endorse something with that kind of conviction. It is really the quintessential software out there. It is the interface. It's the only way to go. And, you know, there's always going to be something else. You know, I've got another line of printers. I don't want to mention the name right now. I mean, everybody knows pretty much what I'm doing out there right now, but you know, it's bundled with another group or another type of software. And, you know, there are four or five different slicing engines that you can use when you go to slice your model. And what that means, folks, is when I say slicing a model, it's exactly what it sounds like. You have a 3D, a dimensional object that's been created in some type of CAD program, whether it's SolidWorks or AutoCAD. But you have to slice it into layers in order for it to print. And different pieces of software slice that file into different layers so that it actually prints in, you know, 10 micron layers, et cetera, et cetera. And when I get on tech support with some of these other companies, well, did you try the Cura engine? No, I didn't do that one yet. No, how about Slicer? Oh, okay. Well, let's try Slicer on that one. And when you can have a piece of software where it's already tailored to your machine, it just makes life so much easier. You don't have to think. You still have to think. Don't get me wrong, but it just makes it simple.
That's true. Yeah.
Actually, that's kind of a question. You know, one of the things that I think we have to do as an industry, and Clayton, I know you're the one here that's working on this the most, is just make it easy to take a model and print. You know, the way you would take a document and just print. And I know that, you know, there are a lot of things to modify, but with your material profiles and your support for the other printers and your plug-and-play support for, you know, recognizing printers, do you think we're going to be there soon where it's just, you know, you look at the 3D model, you click print, and maybe your software comes up, you know, behind the scenes and just makes everything happen, at least automatically, for those people who might not be interested in doing as many settings?
Yeah, I think we're definitely getting there, and we're getting there in a hurry, for sure. You know, we absolutely see kind of two different types of users. We have the users that want to do exactly what you said, which is, they just want to click print and let the software try to figure out what to do for them. And, you know, we are absolutely trying to make that path as easy as possible. And, you know, we've developed all these different modules to do those, you know, four or five different things required for printing. We've developed all of those ourselves so that we can put them all into the same package, make it this beautiful all-in-one package, but more importantly, make all those pieces work and talk together to get a better end solution. So that's going to be an important piece of when you try to make this whole thing as simple as possible. If you haven't kind of done that entire chain yourself, you know, you might be stuck using someone else's repair tools and someone else's slicer and someone else's USB communication. Mm-hmm. And it kind of makes the process not as fluid. So we're really excited about the possibilities with that, but you know, we can't forget about the power users out there.
Oh, sure.
That do want all of those features. So we've almost made the software so it almost grows with the user. In a lot of places, we kind of have different user modes where it starts out very simple, but then as you learn more and you get to be a little more comfortable you know, diving in and changing a few more settings, the software will actually kind of start showing you more settings, and you can say, you know what, I want to see a little bit more and dive a little bit deeper. So it's important to have a tool that's really easy for new users, but still has all that horsepower that the people that have been printing for a few years, you know, that's what they're looking for. So,
right,
that's good that you can have it for, you know, the regular consumers and the prosumers, since, you know, this is supposedly going to, you know, be in everybody's home, and we're going to print our spare, you know, our replacement parts for our cars and all kind of other little plastic things.
I'd like to know when I can print a snowblower. I'm going to be there really.
Yeah. I'm sure
we're working on that.
There's a few people in Buffalo that are right by you, and I think they're going to be printing boats for tomorrow too, because it doesn't sound like that snow is going to last very long on the ground, and it's going to turn into water like this weekend. They're going to have 60 some odd degree temperatures with 7 or 8 feet of snow on the grounds with 20-foot drifts. And I'm just going to my heart goes out to those on Lake Erie right now, man, because they're buried. It's unbelievable what's going on over there. We are going to take one final break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about 3D printing, 3D hubs, and why Clayton Software is so important for those out there using 3D hubs that want to become 3D hub owners, those that want to get into 3D printing, and why it's important. And I've got for today's stupid news, a Wall Street Journal article that I read about automation making us dumb, and I'm going to explain why 3D printing blows that statement right out of the water. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig right here on AM 1150 KKNW. See you in a second.
Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com. That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig.
Are you suffering from SCS or slow computer syndrome? Well, tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 for Tech Talk with Craig. I'm Craig Walker, lead technician and owner of Coho Computer. We'll take your calls, answer your questions, keep you up to date with the latest in high-tech news, and feature special guests. Tech Talk with Craig, Saturdays noon to 1, right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the show. It's the High Tech Radio Network, and guess what? You're listening to Tech Talk with Craig. I'm Craig Walker, your host, and I'm here with a bunch of guys that are interested in 3D printing. And I know a lot of my listeners out there are interested in 3D printing for different reasons. You know, we've been reading the articles on front cover of Parade magazine a few weeks ago, or it was close to a month ago. A little girl in New Jersey was going to be $65,000 or $70,000 for an artificial arm, and she got it printed for about $2,000. If a piece breaks on that, it's about 60 cents to replace. So there's a 3D heart that's being printed right now that's about to be tested on a human being, a 3D printed heart, my friends. And we're waiting. We've got people waiting on heart donors, and I mean, the that's just medical. Okay, so I'm doing prototyping in my store right now for Boeing engineers and for inventors. And why am I doing that? Because of 3D hubs. All of a sudden, I register my 3D printers on 3D hubs, and people click on and they say, "Hey, can you print this or can you print that? I got you a job today, Sol." Because Solimane is an expert in SolidWorks, which is a CAD program. And so even if you don't know those programs, you have the opportunity to actually get a 3D printer and turn it into a turnkey business. It's quick, it's fast, it's easy. And I want to go back to that Wall Street Journal article, Automation Makes Us Dumb. And I want to tell you a little bit about, and I've mentioned this on my show before, I was talking to the wife of the president of Bellevue College, and she teaches at a school of kids that just don't get along very well in the public high school realm. And, you know, the whether it's drugs sometimes or just, you know, ADHD or whatever it is, just troubled kids that just need a different program. So they go to a different school. And when she came into my store and saw the 3D printers, it was like, oh, my God, I have something that I can actually inject into my students that will get them interested in technology and learn and make those brains that they have that are incredible minds actually work. And I believe that 3D printing is the quintessential automation. It's manufacturing. We're manufacturing something. We're not injection molding. We're creating. We are. It's. They're not just replicators. Yes, you can replicate with them, and they're. There is a name for some people call a 3D printer a replicator, but it's not. It's a creator, and that's why LeapFrog calls their main line of printers creators. And what happens is that you get these kids involved in something interesting like this. When I printed the diamond sword for Minecraft and the diamond bow and arrow from Minecraft for my 7-year-old, and he came in the store and watched that item print on that 3D printer, his eyes lit up and said, "How do I do this, Dad? I want to learn this." And he's 7. So making us dumber, I don't think so. I know that they have some good points, and you mentioned that earlier, Mike. But what we're in a revolution. We're in a program here that's going to turn us into a country that can manufacture locally again. It's going to turn us into a country that can design locally again. We don't have to send our prototypes to China and have them printed for $20,000 or $15,000 and find out it's 3 millimeters off and have them do another mold for another $20,000 or $30,000. It's going to help our economy. It's going to help our trade deficit. It's going to improve life in general. And I don't think automation makes us dumb. I think it makes us smart and the ability to become smarter. Yeah. And that's my commentary on that.
Yeah, I think this is the personal industrial revolution happening. That's what's happening.
I agree 100%. And that's my take on that right there. Couple things I'd like to talk about. One is Brandon Davis. Brandon wanted to be on the show today. He's not feeling well right now. And Clayton, he just wanted me to convey to you how much a fan he is of yours. And I know he's listening live on the live stream right now. I do want to talk a little bit about Coho 3D and the High Tech Radio Network. For those of you that haven't heard my shows earlier, all of my shows are you can download the stream from hightechradio.net. It's hightechradio.net. I want to get some websites out there. I want to get Clayton. What's your web address out there?
It's simplify3d.com.
That's pretty easy, simplify3d.com.
Yeah.
I've got Mike Tatongi in here, and we want to get you guys hooked up and check out his Kickstarter page.
Or functionalize.com actually might be the easiest way. Just functionalize.
Functionalize.com. That's pretty easy, functionalize.com. And I'd like to get a report from Gadget Guy. What's going on over there in Boston?
Discovered one more thing is missing after the move.
You mentioned the Sony PlayStation. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that was it. The Sony PlayStation got added to the Xbox 360. But, you know, it's apparently we're much more active on the Xbox, on the Xbox One, because I never noticed the PlayStation was moved until I started to unpack a lot more.
Well, for those of you that missed the last couple of shows, as you know, we lost Gadget Guy to Boston, but he is still a driving force on Tech Talk with Craig. He went through a little bit of a moving debacle, and you know, his wish that came to me was that I wish that anything that is stolen with me is something that is connected to the cloud and the web. What happened was his Xbox One had a transaction placed on it, and it happened to come, the IP address happened to be traced by the police department from a city that
Washington, D.C. or something?
From
or
the city where the...
Yeah, not by the police station, by me.
By you. Okay.
I
are you still following
online?
You know, I'm
going to
let you tell the story, Alan. Definitely.
The beautiful thing about that login profile at Microsoft is you're able to log in and figure out exactly where it was active. And I just happened to see that my Xbox was active in the next city that the movers were going to. But, of course, that doesn't mean they stole it, right?
Oh, well, guess what? The PS2. The PlayStation was gone, too. Hey, we only got about a minute left, so I'm going to wrap it up by thanking my guest, Clayton Webster. He is the developer for Simplify 3D. Thank you so much for being on the show. And most of all, thank you for putting out a piece of software that actually does what the name says. It makes it simple. And I want to get out a shout-out for coho3d.com, cohocomputer.com. Get out there and check out functionalize.com. I want to thank Kelvin in the Aux. Thanks for being over there. I know we didn't take any calls today, but we need you in there for that experience. I want to welcome to the studio my good friend Jack Crawford. He was our communications director. You've got a lot to add to the show, and I appreciate it. As always, Alan, thanks for being on the air with us today. I know it's late on a Saturday night, but you're there. And Suleiman Sol came in today and helped me with a problem that I had with one of my printers, and it was from a little bit of high temperature testing of some polycarbonate filament. Not everybody will be doing that. I'm looking at that piece of coax that was printed today, and it's just unbelievable. Thank you very much for listening, folks. It's Tech Talk with Craig right here on the High Tech Radio Network. We're going to have an encore presentation for you, so happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Have a great, great weekend.